hands, too, Ellen realized suddenly. Long fingers, but the first three all of the same length. Pianist's hands. Strangler's hands.
Her teeth were white and even, and a little disquieting as she smiled cheerfully.
You're subject to muscle cramps, aren't you? Especially when you're under stress. High probability at this point. I think you'd better go.
The sick pain gave just enough warning for Ellen to grab at her neck and bend away from it to relax the knot. It felt as if the muscle were about to tear loose from the base of her skull and her shoulder at the same time. A breathy gasp escaped her. She could see the stranger open the door and slide into the other seat through a blurred gaze. Then her knee jerked up as another cramp knotted into the sole of her foot. But that was impossible. They never came more than one at a time. The third hit in her thigh, just above the back of her knee. Her diaphragm locked on a wrench, and her eyes rolled up in her head as her hands locked and the fingers curled in spastic quivers. There was nothing in all the world but her flesh trying to writhe off her bones like snakes. She never lost consciousness, not quite, but everything blurred away. When she came fully back to herself, she was hunched across the wheel, making small snuffling sounds. The humiliation of feeling strings of drool dangling from her lips made her wipe frantically with a Kleenex. There was nothing she could do about losing control of her bladder except get home. It had never been that bad before, or not since she was a child. Even without the agony that had left her trembling and weak, she wouldn't have been able to resist the hands that gripped her right arm at wrist and just below the shoulder, turned, and locked it. The stranger's face bent towards the inside of her elbow, hidden by the fall of black hair. But dull curiosity was all she could feel. There was a sudden icy pain in the thin skin there, a mere flicker compared to what the cramps had done, but sharper somehow. The fog lifted from her mind, but the weakness remained. That gradually gave way to a glassy, almost pleasant calm where she didn't want to move. She slumped against the door, unable even to look away.
Someone is drinking my blood, she thought.
Some remote objective part of her decided,
this is gross.
Marvelous.
The other said when she sank back, licking her lips. Her face was glowing with delight, as if lit from within. She touched a finger to the small wound, and it clotted with unnatural speed.
Properly prepared, the right emotions give these layers of taste.
I don't care what our biochemists say, it's not just pheromones and serotonins and analogues to MDMA. There's a deeply spiritual aspect. Don't you think so? Forgive me if I'm babbling, but to me, that was like a really massive hit of snow, or pure crystal meth.
Who are you?
Ellen whispered. The calm was thinning, but it lay like melting ice across panic. Her breath came faster.
What are you?
Well, on the what front, I don't need to be afraid of perky cheerleaders with sharpened broom handles. She said. And my name is Adrienne. Adrienne Breger.
That gave her mind something to grasp at.
You're his sister?
A peal of laughter.
I'm his evil twin.
Adrienne isn't a monster, she thought.
The odd clarity still held her a little.
He's an asshole, but he's not a monster.
Do you mean he actually never... Oh, the poor boy is even more troubled than I thought.
Ellen screamed and tore at the door handle. It snapped in her hand. That was enough to jar her to silence, staring at the little curved shape of metal. She released it, and it fell to the carpeting with an almost inaudible thud.
There is always a possibility of that happening, Adrienne said. Fatigue in the crystalline structure. And you were pulling very hard. Now, drive us to your place. We have so much to talk about. After all, we both want what's best for Adrienne, don't we?
No! Get out! Get out!